Sport on RTE Radio 1.
25 to 8, excitement building in Perth. It's over to you, Darren.
Yes, thank you, Audrey, and a very good morning. The Republic of Ireland, of course, play Group B at the World Cup tomorrow. They meet Canada. It's 1 o'clock Irish time in Perth. And at this stage, Louise Quinn appears to be the only real injury concern. She is an ankle injury, so she's recovering from that. Pictured at one stage in a boot. She's expected to be fit for the game, though. That's what we're hearing. Vera Powell, I'm sure, will confirm that a little bit later on. She's due to have a pre-match press conference around 9:30 Irish time. But let's hear from the camp right now. Áine O'Gorman is one of the more experienced campaigners in this group, and she's been talking to Tony O'Donoghue about one of her club teammates, young Abby Larkin, who, as we know, came off the bench and played against Australia at the age of just 18 last week. There's some speculation she might even start against Canada tomorrow. Áine's been giving Tony the lowdown on the teenager.
I think Abby came on and played with no fear and lit up on the world stage, and I obviously play with her and train with her week in, week out, so I know she's capable of, and she's improving constantly all the time, and there's still a lot more to come.
How far can she go in the game, do you think?
Yeah, I think she's potential to be one of Ireland's best players. Obviously, I'm sure, no doubt, we'd love to keep her at Rovers, but people across the water will be looking to sign her up too, and she's a great kid with a great attitude and a great work rate.
At 18 years of age, though, to already have played in the World Cup final, I mean, you know, that wasn't the case for you when you were 18.
Yeah, that's it, like, Tony. It's an amazing occasion. It just goes to show how far the game has grown in Ireland and where we're at now. We're competing on the world stage, and hopefully we'll continue to flourish, and Abby Larkin will have many more major tournaments ahead.
Look at Canada's strengths and weaknesses. I mean, how would you see the threat of them ahead?
We know they're the Olympic champions. They're up there, one of the best teams in the world. But look, we'll look to the parents we always have and analyse the opposition.
Yes, that is Áine O'Gorman. And, you know, we talk about in modern day sport about the huge sacrifices that these athletes had to make. Well, what about this for a sacrifice from Áine? She missed her son's first birthday yesterday. Oh. How tough was that? So we're going to wish young James a happy first birthday, and I'm sure he's very proud of his mammy down under. And you know what? It's a good story for years to come, isn't it? I missed your first birthday, but I was making my dream happen.
I was playing in the World Cup. As excuses go, it's a pretty good one.
A very good one. Not easy. Well done to Áine there with Tony O'Donoghue. We'll be hearing from Tony live in Perth a little bit later on as well. One game underway in Group A. It's actually half time between New Zealand and the Philippines. Philippines leading by a goal to nil. I know there was a lot of talk in New Zealand about them getting the job done and getting through to the last 16 already, but not going to plan for them. And earlier, Colombia beat South Korea 2-0 in Group H. The Saudi Arabian side, Al Hilal, have made a bid, a world record, €300 million to sign Kylian Mbappe from PSG. The French striker has 1 year left on his current deal in Paris. Daniel Wiffen has qualified for the final of the 800 metres freestyle event at the World Aquatic Championships in Japan. Brilliant swim from him as well. His time, 7.43.81 seconds. A new Irish record, and crucially also quick enough to book a place at next summer's Olympic Games. Mona McSharry will compete in the final of the 100 breaststroke at those championships later today. She's due in the pool around 1:45 Irish time. The Irish men's cricket team have taken another step towards qualification for the T20 World Cup next summer with a 9-wicket win against Jersey. Irish hockey is hosting the men's Euro Hockey Championships at the sports campus this week, and the Irish team got their campaign off to a great start on Sunday. They beat the Czech Republic. Tonight they face Ukraine. 7:15 tip off there. Finally, racing today is in Ballinrobe, and the action there gets underway at 4:38.